Well, Senator, it may be hard to believe that we have reaching the halfway mark of the 2021 legislative session this week.
Monday, which was the 1st of March, was the last day Senate bills could be filed for the 2021 session. But basically, that's the last day we filed. I believe there's about 630-some-odd bills filed as a total. That's not counting some of the resolutions and things like that. I think our office, we filed probably 13 or 14 bills. Monday, we filed 5. Some of those things, I think, are hopefully all of them. We want them all to get across the line. We made sure that we had our last piece. I think it was called our legislative package with 5 bills on the last day. We filed those on Monday.
You know, there's several bills that you're keeping an eye on that are moving through the process as well, including, and on that list is Senate Bill 585.
Yeah, Senate Bill 585 basically, talks about, we all know tax dollars, we want to get biggest bang for our dollars. And we know that a lot of tax dollars goes into education. One of the things that I really like to watch is when kids commit to a post-secondary program and they're planning to make better money when they get out of it. And sometimes we know that doesn't happen. So this Senate Bill 585 kind of changes the way that funding is allocated for institutions of higher education. And it's called the Rewarding Workforce Readiness in Institutions of Higher Ed. And basically, it just rewards schools for graduating students who actually succeed in earning a living in the fields that the school has prepared them for. Now, this is something that a lot of people really have a great interest in, and the mechanisms of the law are complex, but the bottom line is that schools that succeed in preparing students for the workforce will receive more funding. I know that this is the first that we brought this up as far as in the district as the conversation, but I look forward to sitting down with our higher institutions and folks and people who have an interest in this. And I just think it's really important for us to invest in programs that truly result in kids being able to contribute to our workforce.
Along the same lines of education, another bill that is moving through the Missouri Senate right now deals with the 529 plan, and that's Senate Bill 152.
Sure, the 529 plan is something that we've had in place for a long time, and we actually needed to bring this up so that we could align that current program with some new federal regulations. But there was an opportunity there, and we placed a program around gifted students. We know that when kids show up, we have a classroom of kids. We've got kids from all ranges. Maybe they're all the same age, but they're in all ranges, from kids who have special needs to kids who have other kinds of special needs, and that might be that they're considered to be gifted. What this bill does basically is just provides districts the requirement that they need to provide a program for kids that are gifted. But there's some bumper guards around it. And I know that we've done this in school systems for years and years, providing gifted. One thing that I did do there was that I did add an amendment that if all of our public schools are going to be providing a program of gifted, that we need to include all school kids, all public school kids, which would include charter schools. So I add the language that we would roll charter schools as long as all public schools into this program.
Another of those measures you're keeping an eye on as well, Senate Bill 581.
581, yes. And 581 is, it's a little different, not just education here, but it's something that I've been made aware of that we would like to be able to incorporate. And that's around our administrative law judges for the Division of Workers' Comp. Back when I first became a representative, there was folks, small business came to me and said, just don't feel like we have a voice when it comes to work comp issues. And we kind of dug into that. And I got familiar with some of that work that we do across the state. And basically what this legislation does, it just limits the terms of office for administrative judges. And it just makes changes, provisions for setting salaries, for having an expectation, performance reviews, and an opportunity to remove them if they're not performing their duties. This bill is intended to allow the division greater flexibility to replace ineffective or underperforming administrative law judges. So I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get that across the line as well.